some of the driest conditions for nearly 90 years. BBC News.
And the news was read by Alan Smith. The arrival of a cat is not universally well received in our 6:30 comedy in a moment. That's after a look ahead to the weekend.
Maybe you don't like history.
I did not do well in school, Greg, is what I'm trying to say.
Or maybe you just can't remember any.
I think we might have done it at History A level, but I've forgotten.
Either way, You're Dead to Me is the programme for you.
This horse falls over a pig.
Fascinating and funny nuggets from the global past with me, Greg Jenner.
They thought that they were putting booze to rest forever.
He cosplays as Frederick the Great.
Joined by expert historians and top-notch comedians.
I see your two prongs and I offer up a chopstick.
With Stephen Fry, Rachel Paris, Kima Bob and more. You're Dead to Me on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Starts on Saturday morning at 10:30.
But now on Radio 4, Angus Deaton stars in Alone, the sitcom about the ups and downs of five middle-aged neighbours living in flats in a converted London house.
Alone by Murray Hunter. Episode 3, Cat and Mice.
Morning, Will.
Oh, hello, stranger. What are you doing here?
I'm being in my flat. Is that so unusual?
At the weekend, first thing in the morning, it certainly is.
Actually, I was here all night.
Oh, dear. Is everything all right?
If by everything you mean things with Ellie.
That is everything, isn't it?
Then no. There was a slight difference of opinion last night.
Excellent!
Well, thank you for your concern.
I had a small wager with Louisa that there would be some sort of bust-up this weekend.
Well, glad to be of some entertainment value, at least.
You haven't had one for a month. It was due. What was it this time?
Her mum. Poor woman's dementia has got a lot worse recently.
Hardly your fault.
Well, I questioned the value of me going with Ellie on a visit. The last time her mum kept calling me Mark, thought I was Ellie's ex.
It's a decent stab at who you are.
Makes sense to her, I suppose, but still, my reluctance to visit did not go down well.
So, is this an actual breakup or just a sort of pause for reflection?
Does this affect the bet?
No, I'm genuinely interested. Although, that said, I did bet on a full breakup, so Louisa might not pay out if it's just a timeout.
Well, to be honest, I don't really know where I stand or where I sleep, come to think of it.
Maybe Ellie will have thawed out overnight.
No, you can't do that, Morris. It's not something you can just decide unilaterally.
What is going on out there?
Sounds like trouble.
I'm with Morris. I don't see that it's too much of a problem.
What's up?
There's a cat.
Oh, where? Let me see.
He's not here now.
Morris has been feeding him and encouraging him.
He was hungry.
Of course he was. Well done, mate.
Well, maybe, but now he's found the food source, he won't go away.
I knew we should have got rid of that cat, Flap.
Well, we talked about it often enough, but nobody did anything.
It was locked, wasn't it?
Exactly. So how could it have got in?
Maybe the cat unlocked it.
I think I might have unlocked it.
Might have?
Well, the flat was filthy, so when I was cleaning the hall, I gave it a bit of a wipe. I might not have fully locked it afterwards.
Oh, well done.
To be fair, Ellie was doing the cleaning for us all.
The cat should know that it's not his flat to use.
Oh, so it's the cat's fault, is it?
I knew it. We should have put up a sign. Cat flat not in use.
Well, if he's just popping in for some food now and then, what harm can it do?
I think it's a terrible idea. I've got an important job coming up and I just need to focus. I don't want any distractions.
Ooh, what's the part?
It's a film. I've got a scene opposite Orlando Bloom, so it's really quite a big deal for me.
I'm sure it is.
Right, let's take a vote. Cat or no cat?
No cat.
Yes, cat.
And yes from me?
Yes, I've nothing against them per se.
I love cats.
4-1 to the cat. It's a landslide.
It's not fair.
Well, that's democracy, Louisa. And don't worry, I'll tell the cat to keep quiet and avoid you generally.
You do that. I don't want any disturbances between now and when I film my scene.
And when's that?
End of next week. I just need to relax and prepare so I can be at my best. No booze, crash diet, lots of sleep. I need to be on it 100%.
Is it okay if the rest of us continue to live our lives for the next few days? Breathe, talk, move about, that sort of thing?
If you must. But please do it quietly and preferably without a cat in the mix.
For God's sake, how much damage can he do? The poor thing just wants some water, a bite to eat and to get some sleep.
Don't tell me the cat's in this film too.
That's very funny, Ellie.
Now I need to stop speaking and save my voice. I'm off out to buy some earplugs and a face mask.
Ow!
Oh, for God's sake, the cat's using the front door now.
Hello, matey.
Eat her, big boy, isn't he? What's his name?
No idea. There's no tag.
Well, let's name him then.
Yes, I agree with Ellie. Everyone have a think about a name.
I haven't got headspace for that. I've got Orlando to think about. See you later.
Orlando! That's got a ring to it.
That's perfect. Come here, Orlando.
Would Orlando like some milk?
Not in the flats.
Oh, sod that. He's allowed in mine. Come on, mate.
Oi, it should be my flat if it's anyone's.
Let's not crowd him.
Ellie, can I have a word?
What?
Glad that you're speaking to me again.
Well, that was just in front of everyone else.
Oh, I see.
What? No point in making things awkward for all of them.
Sure. Good point.
And stop patronising me, trying to get in my good books, laughing at my jokes, agreeing with me. It's so obvious.
OK, I won't laugh or agree with you ever again. Although I'm not sure that'll solve anything.
You know what I mean. Don't overdo it. Right, I'm going upstairs.
Look, Ellie, I will go and see your mum.
Well, I thought you didn't want to.
I didn't want to confuse her by not being Mark.
Well, you were being considerate. I didn't realise.
I was being pragmatic.
And I don't believe you.
To be fair, neither do I.
And stop agreeing with me.
Yes, no. I give up. Anyway, you know where I am.
Yes, I do. Please stay there.
And now I want you to stretch out, breathe, and relax. And we're done. Thank you for joining my class, and I wish you all a wonderful, relaxing, Ashtanga kind of day.
And to you, Maya. Right. Green tea. Just me, Ellie. Can I borrow some...
You all right?
Oh,
I'll take that as a no. Fit? Do you need an ambulance?
No, I stood on something. There's some bits of something.
Let me have a look. Oh dear.
What is it?
It's okay. It's just mouse innards.
Just? I'm in my bare feet. Stop smiling, Mitch. It's not funny.
It is quite funny from over here.
There's nothing funny about mouse innards.
It's a present from Orlando.
From who?
The cat. That's what they do, to thank their feeders.
Oh, that was nice of him.
No, it was not nice of him. I don't want a present from the cat. And who called him Orlando?
We thought you'd like it.
I have just had a lovely yoga session. I was totally calm and in the zone. And then this.
Maybe you should think about wearing shoes when you're in the stairwell. You know, just saying.
I shouldn't need to. I was just popping across to see Ellie. I wasn't expecting the landing to have turned into some kind of killing field.
It's only a small bit of... something disgusting, Louisa?
It was big enough. I'll never unfeel that bit of mouse in it on the sole of my foot.
Is it a kidney, do you think?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. My old cat Splodge never ate the giblets. And keep an eye out for the head, everyone.
Oh, please!
He might have eaten it. Some cats like a head, some don't.
Yeah, heads are a bit marmitey, I reckon. Oh, no, here's another one.
Not more giblets.
No, no, this one's intact. Orlando obviously didn't fancy eating it.
It looks quite tasty, as mice go.
Maybe he was still full of the first one.
It's ironic, isn't it?
What is?
Well, you said a cat would keep the mice away, and here we are, inundated with corpses and remains.
I meant live ones, as you very well know.
Well, who's tidying it up?
Morris.
And who's expunging the memory of mouse giblets on my bare feet?
I think Mitch does that sort of thing in his therapy, no?
Who's that at this time?
It'll be Morris.
Right, two things.
Told you. Yes, I have fed the cat.
Right, I just put some more out for him, see?
I told you, I would feed him in the evening.
Yeah, just that his bowl was empty.
Because he's eaten it. That's how it works. What was the second thing?
Oh, are you going to the castle tomorrow night for a drink?
Yeah, I might do.
What about you, Mitch?
No, probably not.
You and Ellie still not speaking?
Nothing to do with that, although, no, we're not.
How long's this going to go on?
Well, it's not me that's having the alone time, so I have no idea.
Well, these things can take a while.
I'll be sure to remember that.
And also remember, Mitch,
that everything comes to an end.
Very true, although this conversation could be the exception.
It's only me, Louisa.
I was just going to bed.
Sorry, I just wanted to...
Don't!
...wish you luck.
Stop, Ellie!
For tomorrow.
I don't like being wished luck. It adds to the pressure.
Sorry.
Oh, too late now.
You all set?
I was. I was in a very good place. I was centred, focused, in the zone, good to go.
Oh, that's great.
And now you go and wish me luck. What were you thinking?
I know you've been a bit uptight about Orlando.
Don't mention Orlando.
I mean the cat.
I know, but I'm seeing the human one tomorrow.
Of course. I'll leave you to it.
Oh, don't go now. I'm all woken up. Might as well chat while I calm down.
Okay.
Did you pre-order those theatre tickets, by the way?
No, they're not available to pre-order in advance.
What does that even mean?
Sounds like a tautology.
Sounds like bollocks to me.
I know. Are you going for drinks tomorrow evening?
I don't know. There's nothing in my life beyond tomorrow's scene.
Of course.
Are you?
Probably not. Still not really speaking to Mitch. I told you what he said.
Yes, but remind me, just in case.
He said there was no point in seeing my mum because she won't know him or remember him.
Seems a fair point.
Not to me, or my mum for that matter.
Well, have a good night in on your own.
I will. I've done it often enough. Anyway, good...
Don't you dare say luck!
Night.
Okay.
Orlando, is that you?
What's all the racket?
Orlando's got a mouse.
No, what time is it?
It's 12:30, I think.
God, I hate this cat. I just got off to sleep.
Me too, better be worth it.
It's just Orlando with another present.
He is the present that keeps on giving, isn't he?
This time it's alive.
Oh, no, look at him toying with it.
Can he please hurry up and kill it so I can get back to bed?
No, no more dead mice. I can't take it.
I thought you didn't like mice.
I don't, but I don't think they should all die just because I don't like them. Does anyone else care, or is it just me?
Obviously, I'm sympathetic.
Prove it, then.
Okay, I will. I shall save the mouse.
Thank you, Mitch.
Just one question. How the hell do I do that?
Grab Orlando, and then someone else grab the mouse.
Bagsy me not grab the mouse.
Very grown up, Will.
Come here, mate. I'll just pop him in there.
Not in my flat.
It's you who wants the mouse saved.
Right. Now, can we please hurry up and get hold of the mouse?
Where's it gone?
I think it went into your flat, Louisa.
No! Not tonight of all nights!
What's wrong?
Louisa is acting tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to get any sleep.
You don't know that. Don't panic yet.
Okay, I'll panic when it happens. Meantime, I'm pre-panicking, if that's okay.
Well, I suppose if you can pre-order, you can pre-panic as well.
Don't worry, we'll save this mouse.
Yeah, come on, everyone. Treat it as a challenge.
What a time to be alive.
Okay, spread out and eyes down.
It's a waste of time. We'll never find the thing.
Exactly. We've got no chance. Oh, there it is.
Where?
Under the dresser. We've got it.
Right, I'll grab a... what will I grab? Anyone know?
I've no idea. What do you grab to catch a mouse?
A mouse bag?
Or a net of some sort?
What sort of net do you think I might have?
A shrimping net, maybe.
I wasn't in the famous five, Ellie.
Oh, here's an old trainer. Maybe we can get it in there.
Can you see it, Morris?
It's there, clinging to the corner of the dresser.
Oh, poor little thing. It must be terrified.
We're here to help, mate. Honest.
Well, Morris, I didn't realise you spoke mouse.
It understands the tone of my voice.
Right, get ready with the shoe, Ellie. I'll shake the dresser. When he makes a run for it, try and get him.
Oh, he's still hanging on.
For a little fella, you've got to admire his tenacity.
Poke him with something.
Do not poke that mouse.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Do not anyone poke that mouse.
Right, he's off. Get him.
He's in.
Is he?
I can't believe it. He ran straight into the trainer.
So now what?
Do you want to have a chat with him for a while, Morris? Explain the next moves in mouse?
No, outside with him now.
Just let me take a photo first.
A photo?
Well, I've never caught a mouse before. Come on, say cheese. Oh, there we go. Thank you, Mr. Mouse.
Get it out of here. I need to get some sleep.
I'll bring back your trainer later.
You can chuck it in the bin with the cat.
Oh, come on, Louisa. Orlando means well.
I've had enough. I've given it a good go, but I won't put up with it anymore.
What can we do? We can't ask it to leave now.
Exactly. We've bonded.
Well, unbond. We can lock the flap. It'll get the message. Either that, or we take it to the vet.
No way. I'll let the mouse out in the back garden.
Thanks, Will. Right. Time to get back to bed.
Yes, indeed.
Night, all.
Night.
Night!
Where do you think you're going, Mitch?
Back to bed.
I think you should go back to the bed you were in.
Oh, silly me. Sorry. Force of habit. Still, I'm upstairs now.
I can see that.
And I did help save the mouse.
Oh, I see. So all that effort was for my benefit.
Obviously, I was concerned about the mouse as well. Me and mice go way back.
That's very touching, but I'm still not sure I want you in my bed tonight.
Just for sleeping, of course.
Just for sleeping?
Definitely.
Not much point, then.
I see what you did there, yeah.
I'll see you soon, Mitch.
Soon. Great. Morning, Will.
Oh, you did come back last night.
Of course.
Thought you might try to sneak into Ellie's flat after the mouse incident.
What do you take me for?
You?
Okay, I did try, yeah. But she wasn't falling for it. Recognise that knock. Gentle, polite, but with some considerable steel behind it.
Maybe she's come round.
Not holding my breath.
There's a dead mouse out here.
And good morning to you.
Can someone clear it away, please?
Well, I've got a bag here. Where is it?
There.
It's the thing that looks like a dead mouse.
Yeah, all right. It's tricky seeing a brown mouse on a brown carpet.
That's the mouse we spent ages trying to save last night, isn't it?
What a waste of time.
Who says? It had one more night. Last night might have been the best night of its life, for all we know.
True, maybe it was Mouse New Year. In fact, I'm pretty sure I saw that on the news.
Anyway, now I have a closer look, I don't think it is the same mouse.
Looks the same to me.
I hope you're not saying all mice look the same.
I wouldn't dream of it, no.
Hello, what's happening?
We're just wondering, Morris, have you got that photo of the mouse you took last night?
Oh, I knew you'd all want to see it. It came out well, actually.
We just need a quick look, thanks.
We're having a mouse lineup to see if we've got the right mouse before we inform the family.
Okay, yeah, there it is.
You can't really compare properly. The one in the photo is terrified. This one's dead.
I don't think it is the same mouse, which means we did save one mouse, even if Orlando then finished off another.
Can I bag it now?
Yes, on you go.
And can you speculate on cause of death?
You'll have to wait for the post-mortem, I'm afraid. Shall we say 2 o'clock, Detective Inspector?
Make fun, if you like.
Yes, we like.
I'm off to work. See you all later.
By the way, has anyone seen the chief suspect this morning?
I put some food out, but it's not been eaten.
Hope he's all right.
Oh, he'll be fine. Cats know how to look after themselves.
Hi, Ellie.
It's Orlando. He's in the garden.
No need to look so worried about it.
He's dead.
No!
As Mitch was just saying, cats know how to look after themselves.
Come off it. He's probably just having a kip.
Come and see this kipping cat, why don't you?
Oh, no. Poor Orlando.
Keep your voice down, Morris. You might wake him up.
Okay, you're right. He's clearly dead.
Thank you.
But how?
Poisoned.
Oh, please.
Hit and run, probably.
But then he'd be in the road.
He doesn't look injured.
Maybe a sniper, then, taken out by a hit cat.
Could just be old age, I suppose.
Well, he was old, right enough, but he was still full of life.
Full of mice, more like.
Yesterday he was killing mice for fun.
Maybe he got a bad one, one that was past its kill-by date.
Could it be revenge? The mice all ganging up and getting him back.
Actually, I think maybe it is a revenge killing, but not by the mice.
You better not be implying what I think you're implying.
Well, I wouldn't put it past her. She hated Orlando from the beginning.
Here she comes.
Not another dead mouse, is it?
Not this time, no.
So what's up?
Not Orlando, for sure.
What does that mean?
The cat's dead.
Is it? Shame. Never mind.
Never mind? Thanks a lot.
Run over, was it?
We think it was poisoned.
Correction. Morris thinks it was poisoned.
You hated that cat, Louisa. Come on, admit it.
I did. I do admit it. But I didn't kill it. Wouldn't know where to start if I was poisoning it.
I think you're being a bit melodramatic, Morris.
But I worship that cat.
Yes, I think you just know with cats if it's the one.
Ah, that's my car. Gotta go.
Hope it goes well.
Well? That's a laugh. I've had interrupted sleep for days thanks to that cat, and now I'm being accused of poisoning the damn thing.
How can I be expected to concentrate with all this going on?
You'll be fine, Louisa.
Fine? This is nothing short of sabotage.
Coming for a drink later?
Career wreckers!
We'll take that as a maybe.
So, what now? Should we bury it?
The bin would be easier.
The bin?
That's where I put all the mice. Seems only fair.
Kitchen waste, I guess.
I don't want Orlando in any bin, thank you very much. We should bury him. And before that, we need a post-mortem. I want to know how he died.
Sometimes it's better not to know.
And certainly cheaper. Well,
how much did a post-mortem cost?
Vets these days, not much change out of a couple of hundred, I'd have thought.
Maybe you're right, maybe we don't need to know.
I'm sure it's probably just old age.
And I certainly don't think Louisa poisoned him.
OK, so let's bury him now, get it over with.
No, I think we need a short service.
Great idea. C of E OK with everyone?
Fine by me.
So we're talking cat funeral now, are we?
It'll help me to grieve.
That's very important.
Yeah, all right, a short service. Let's get it over with.
Unfortunately, I've got appointments all day. Otherwise, I would be delighted to...
To make up some other excuse?
Probably, yes.
Well, I've got to get to work right now. How about we do it early evening?
Yes, fine with me.
And Mitch, you'll be finished by then.
As luck would have it, yes.
Right, we've got a plan. I'll get digging meantime.
And Will or Mitch can maybe prepare a few words for later?
A eulogy?
Oh, that would be lovely.
I think you should do it, Mitch. You did the eulogy at Gemma's funeral. It was very touching.
Yes, I'll just rework my late wife's eulogy to fit Orlando the cat, shall I?
If you don't want to, Mitch, that's absolutely fine. I just thought you were the sort of caring, thoughtful man who would do something like that.
Checkmate.
I just think it should be Morris. He's the cat lover.
He'll be too emotional.
I think he's the obvious choice too.
Of course you do. Gets you off the hook.
Actually, I'd like to try. For Orlando.
There we go.
That's very brave of you, Morris.
Brave of Morris? It's us. We'll have to listen to it.
People might say that Orlando was just a cat. And you know, technically, they're right. He was just a cat. But he also was not just a cat. He was both just a cat and not just a cat.
Schrödinger's cat?
Because Orlando, for the brief time I knew him, was a friend. At least, sort of. And that's how I want to remember Orlando, as a friend, at least, sort of.
Actually, that was very touching, Morris.
Yes, moving...
Thank you, Will.
...on.
Oh.
Well done, Morris. That was short and... Yes, well, short.
Short and short.
Exactly.
And also, can I just say...
Oh, there's more.
Goodbye, Orlando. Sleep well.
He's dead, Morris. He's not gone for a bit of a lie down.
Safe onward journey, chum.
It's a bit late for safe. He's in a shoebox in the ground.
I don't think I saw any travel tickets in there. So, what now?
I think Orlando would want us to drink a toast to him.
Ooh, should I get my hip flask?
No, in the pub. Wouldn't he want that?
I think he would.
And maybe he'd also want us to have some of those chunky, double-cooked chips that they do.
Oh, yes, with the chilli sauce on the side. Let's do it. For Orlando, obviously. You coming, Ellie?
Yes, OK. For Orlando.
Goes without saying.
So, Will, do you fancy helping me fill in the hole?
No, you do it, Morris. It's what Orlando would have wanted.
And cheers.
To Orlando.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. How are you doing, Morris?
I'm okay, thanks. Coming to terms with my loss.
Have one of these double-cooked chips, mate. That'll sort you out.
No, I think I'm past the hunger stage of grieving.
The what stage?
Well, you must know this stuff, Mitch. There are 5 stages of grieving. Denial, hunger, bargaining...
It's not hunger, it's anger.
Oh, I didn't realise. So... Eating isn't one of the stages?
Not really, no. But if you're hungry, eat, of course.
Well, I want to get the grieving process right, you know.
You just have to work it through at your own pace, Morris, and in your own way.
And it might not follow the usual pattern.
Well, I think it has, though. Let's see, I was in denial initially.
Were you?
Oh, yeah, when you came back in the house and said Orlando was dead, I didn't believe it. But when I saw he was dead, I couldn't deny it any longer.
So that was a short phase.
And then I was a bit angry about having to dig the hole on my own.
Yes, the anger ought to be more about Orlando dying rather than the hole digging.
Not for me, it wasn't. What's next on the list?
Bargaining.
Well, I did try to get Will to help me fill in the hole.
Again, not exactly what's meant.
Let him be, Mitch. He's working it through.
What's next?
Depression.
You had one foot down in the hole.
There you go.
And finally, acceptance.
If I accept one of Will's chips, will that do it?
I think you're through the worst, Morris.
Lovely. My grieving is just about done, I think.
That didn't take long.
I think you were speed grieving.
Grieving takes many forms.
Although I still reckon hunger should be one of the stages. I could fair murder a pizza.
Me too.
What do they have?
Let's go and see.
So any plans for the weekend, Ellie?
That depends.
Oh? On?
What you fancy doing?
Oh, right. What I fancy doing. So we're back on, are we?
I hope so. I'd like to be.
Because you haven't been very keen to see me of late.
I know, and I'm sorry. I realise I was grieving too.
Not the cat, surely. You hardly knew him. And also, you weren't keen to see me before the cat died. Or were you pre-grieving?
I was pre-grieving, but not for the cat.
Huh?
I've been grieving the loss of my mum, or at least the person she was. I just realised that when you told Morris that grieving takes many forms. I'm so sad about Mum. The dementia's taken her away from me, and I think I took it out on you.
Yes, I did wonder if that was what was happening.
Did you?
Actually, no, not really. But maybe I should have.
I'm sorry.
No, I am. And I'll visit your mum anytime you ask me.
So we're back to normal?
Yeah, whatever our normal is.
Shall we finish these and head back to my flat?
Do we even need to finish these?
No, we can do what we like.
Oh, no, we can't. Well, not yet, anyway.
What's up?
Here's Louisa.
Oh, God. I hope today wasn't a disaster.
Hello, you two.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Louisa.
We've just ordered pizza, if you fancy one.
Sod that. I want a drink. A big drink.
Oh, right. Like that, is it?
Yes, it is.
There's some here.
That's a start, anyway.
By the way, I hope my accusing you of killing the cat earlier didn't upset you too much.
Do you, Morris?
It's unfortunate timing.
Yes, nobody likes to be accused of killing a cat first thing in the morning.
And all the dead mouse stuff in the house as well. We won't let it happen again.
In fact, let's call a halt to having a cat in the house going forward.
Going any direction, really.
Okay, it's probably for the best.
I suppose.
So, how did it go today, Louisa, with the job?
It was great. Smashed it. And Orlando was delightful.
Well done, Louisa.
So what about the sabotage you accused us of?
This morning we were career wreckers.
Oh, all that?
Yes, all that.
Actually, that was brilliant. I was so angry I couldn't care less.
So why do you say you needed a big drink?
Because I do. I'm celebrating. I had a fantastic day.
But we thought you were upset.
Did you? Sorry about that.
And we just agreed to no more cats because we thought that.
Even better. Double celebration for me. Cheers, everyone.
Yeah. Cheers.
Isn't it funny how things work out?
Alone is written by Murray Hunter and directed by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy. It stars Angus Deaton, Abigail Cruttendon, Pierce Quigley, Kate Isaac and Bennett Aaron. It's produced by Gordon Kennedy and is an Absolutely production for the BBC.